Industry-wide, utilities are facing challenges to do three primary things: provide the lowest cost, most reliable, and environmentally conscious electricity to its customers. A lot of times, these goals can conflict with one another. Many factors need to be considered to do what's best for the environment as well as the economy. Regulation is a large part of this. As recently as June 2nd of this year, the Supreme Court reversed an earlier decision allowing the EPA to regulate and reduce carbon dioxide emissions from existing fossil fuel power plants. Now, MEAN is situated in the Midwest, and like lots of Midwest utilities, it gets a primary portion of its generation or fuel from the Powder River Basin in Wyoming. And that's why this region has enjoyed some of the cheapest electric rates in the world, especially Nebraska, Colorado, Wyoming, and the Dakotas.
And when you say fuel, you mean coal.
Right. Now, there's other resources. There's nuclear in this region, hydro, renewables, natural gas, but coal is a big part of the Midwest.
And so tell me a little bit more about what's going on with the rate increase now.
The current rate increase for this year was 12.8%. It was a large increase, and it was cost impacts from a lot of regulation, not only on the generation side, where MEAN had to invest in new power plant that has all the environmental controls on it and takes partnerships in other power plants that have all the environmental controls on it. So while some fossil fuel power plants in the region have to consider either shutting down or enormous capital contributions, sometimes in the billions of dollars, MEAN is situated well by taking a lot of these costs already. So this 12.8%, part of that reason is for these environmental controls to deal with this regulation.
What would happen if MEAN were not to increase the rates and just eat the cost of the new coal power plant, for example? Why not do that and preserve the rates that are there now? What would the consequences be?
That's a great question, and I wish I could tell them that that was possible, but we are a public power utility, which means all the risks and benefits are shared with the members. There's no private interests to reduce. There's no private interests to answer to or pay. In the industry, when you look at the capital-intensive requirements of major debt obligations to build power plants, the financial rating agencies and the financial municipal bond markets really dictate how you run your system financially. So they would not allow us, if you will, to eat these costs, because we have obligations to pay our debts and to maintain sufficient cash reserves to run our system.
Well, Andrew Ross, thanks for taking the time to talk.
Well, thank you for having me.